Well, let's start with the one that is you've chosen for kind of the postcard piece, the jellyfish. How old is this one?
This one I did last August, actually. And I was actually out of town. I was in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was actually missing the ocean pretty badly and felt kind of homesick. So I had some time on my hands, and so I started painting, and I did two paintings, and this is one of them, the jellyfish. I seem to have this love for a blue background to work with my paintings, and the other one I did was a seahorse.
And your backgrounds, they're not a solid either. You've gone in and you've painted light on the background as well, it looks like.
Yeah, well, I kind of have an eye for detail. There's a lot of, if you have to get close to the painting a lot of time to actually find all the different nuances of the colors and the different details that are inside of it.
Especially in this jellyfish, you've gotten in very intricate in the tentacles in there. It looks like lace almost to me.
Oh, well, that's a cool way of looking at it. Yeah, it's got a lot of different color, and I really like using the dots. I also found my girlfriend works at an art store, manages an art store in Portland, and she found me these paint markers. And so she sent me one, and I was able to do just the minute little details that I couldn't do with just a paintbrush.
And you sure have. I mean, those are very small dot details down in there, it looks like.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. And my mom, actually, she had this in her office for the past year, and she just loved the fact that every day that she could look at it every day and find something new in it that drew her eye to it. And that's what I like about the painting is that your eye moves all over. It's not just stuck on one area. And every day you can kind of find something new. I love the feel of movement. This octopus, I actually painted the outline and got it all ready 2008, the winter of 2008, and came back and kind of started working on it in the winter of 2009, and I finished it in the March of 2010. And this is something I've been thinking about for quite a few years about doing, and it just took me a lot of effort. I think because it was something I wanted to paint so badly, I was a little bit more hesitant to paint it. And I'm really happy about the way it turned out. And that it has, she has quite an expression about her. And she's just really beautiful. And this is the first painting that I actually used gold paint. And I love the effect because I actually... What I did was the background's just a really simple light blue, and the octopus is a dark red to pink, and it also has a lot of yellows in it and oranges, and I used gold throughout it, and I also did a matte varnish on the background, and then I made the octopus gloss, and so the octopus looks wet, you know, and when the light hits it in a certain way, it will highlight, especially at night when the light starts to go down and the way it reflects off of the painting, you can see the gold more than any other color, and it really brings this really neat highlight and outline to the octopus.
And I really like how the shapes of the background, again, are repeated in the tiny shapes that are on the tentacles as well.
Yeah, they're very true. And then also, I didn't put the little suckers on the octopus, and instead I kind of designed it on the skin of the octopus. It is kind of representative of the suckers of the octopus, kind of. What I love about painting is that a lot of it is these happy accidents, these happy mistakes that happen along the way. It's kind of like this journey that we take, and we're looking for perfection at the end. And we find that it's the mistakes or the accidents that happen along the way that actually make the painting. And it's like this, you have to have a lot of faith just to begin the journey.
And as you're saying that, I'm looking at the tentacles as a road that you follow down and your eye follows, and you want to see where it goes and what happens there.
Right. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah, so it's quite the journey. And this whole collective of paintings that I have here is just basically my journey on self-discovery and becoming the artist that's always been in there.
Cool. So this is the start of a longer career,
yeah.
A restart?
Yes, restart.
When you can?
As I can. As I can. It's kind of, you know, I'm pretty busy between trying to work and keeping Rowan happy. But in these moments that I do get to do these paintings, it's really quite wonderful, and I'm really happy that I get to share my journey with everybody.